This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of my head.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, why public health is an absolute scam and it's rotten for your individual health. And that could be your physical health, your emotional health, your mental health, your economic health, your political health, and yes, even your spiritual health. Public health, the scam of the century. We're going to get into that as well. Attacks on homeopathy. We got, opioid abuse and the attacks on those who are trying to provide options to get off of those opioids. All the way up to Donald Trump. And then let's see what else we got. Oh, FDA, tax on FDA, both in the United States. I brought up some controversial topics, and I nearly got blasted off the air instantaneously. But we're here. I'm here for you. And folks, here's the thing. If you are in, you want to serve in government, okay? There are people that are what they call public servants. They're driven to try and help their fellow man. Not everybody that goes into government has evil intentions. Maybe we could say the vast majority don't have evil intentions. I don't know. It's kind of like in medicine. We talk about when medical doctors become medical doctors, how they turn evil, even if they never intended to, because they buy into the lies that everybody suffers from a pharmaceutical drug deficiency disease, of which none exists. And that includes expanding that to understand there's no such thing as a vaccine deficiency disease. But what about if a public health official to be gets on a talk radio show and is, well, you know how it is in talk radio. We don't take a lot of calls here on the air. They kind of slow us down. But typical talk radio, local talk radio, a lot of callers calling. Hey, this is a first-time caller, long-time listener. Can I ask you a question? Right? So this woman, Patricia McManus, was appointed to the Milwaukee Common Council to be what? What is Super Don? What was she going to be? Like a public health official of some kind locally?
Well, she was being appointed the interim health commissioner because the previous commissioner got busted for really sucking at his job at dealing with the lead abatement program in Milwaukee.
The lead issue, which is a big issue. And you think about Milwaukee or a lot of larger cities, they concentrate on the inner cities. A lot of the people that are being hammered by bad water, unfortunately, the local population dominated by African Americans, for instance, in certain cities, like we've talked about Flint, Michigan, in other words, but the poorer people, if we get even out of the skin issue and pigment issue and race issue. But let's acknowledge that the concentration is there. And so there should be a lot of upset people within those communities, not only about lead, but about other issues. So she's going in to serve something related to health, okay? And she's on a local talk radio show. And a local guy calls in to talk to her, interestingly enough, happens to be African-American. And, of course, the thing he wants to bring up, vaccines and MMR. Yeah, now I know. I didn't expect that either. But here we go. Give a listen to this caller into that show, talking to Patricia McManus, newly appointed to this council related to health issues.
Because we got an expert, and I figured I would ask,
Now, maybe in 2015, I read a report about the MMR vaccination, and they were studying if it had any correlation with autism. Mm-hmm. Now, when they released the results, I think this is the CDC, they released the results, and they said there's no correlation. But I read a report that they didn't include the results in regards to African-American children. And, you know, it said, like, they found that it was a 50% likelihood that the MMR vaccination would cause autism in African-American children under the age of four.
Okay, this is interesting. This caller comes in. He's aware of the 2015, the whistleblower report out of CDC. He's not accurate in the way he presents everything, but I'm not going to knock that. He's a caller to a talk radio show. And he mentions, hey, they didn't include the information that linked the MMR vaccine to autism. And I believe it was triple the rate given to African-American children on time or early. That is a fact. That did happen. There is no point of controversy there. So the question is to the counselor to be, I suppose, are you aware? And the caller continues.
So I was wondering if you had any familiarity with that issue or that study, or if you could just give some insight, because, you know, I know we got this push, oh, get your kids vaccinated and all of that. You know, that's fine. I'm not anti-vaccination, but is it always the best? You know what I mean? Is it always the best the way they do it? So, I mean, you know, I got young children. I've been trying
to. Have you vaccinated your children?
Yes, okay. But, you know, the MMR, it's
measles, mumps, rubella.
Three vaccinations in one.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like the way they package it up, you know, it attacks your immune system. So if you can separate it, you know, it might be better. Or if you can do a spaced out, like sometimes they got these kids getting pumped up with every vaccination by the time they're two. And if you did it like maybe over the first 5 years or the first 6 years rather than right away, it might be better. So I'm just asking expert opinion, Sherwin, expert opinion, Sherwin.
Okay, now, if Patricia McManus were an expert, let's say, politician, she would immediately said, you know what, we need to move on here, and made no comment whatsoever. But she's not. And in the midst of it, she's like talking to one of her, you know, fellow community members about a subject that is a real subject. And there was nothing unreasonable about the caller. You heard him. He's pointing these things out, even talking about separate, it's a three and one. I mean, there's some legitimate, reasonable discussion about to happen. Now, the question is, what is Patricia McManus, as a new interim health commissioner, going to do? And if she is honest and open and has a nice discussion, what could possibly be the outcome? What could possibly happen to her? So let's find out how she responds here, and then you can start making predictions about what happens next.
Definitely sounds like you've been doing your due diligence to try to figure out that. But that depending on what you want to know, it's still out there. You're correct that there's been a lot of controversy about it. The information that's out there, especially from CDC, they basically say there's been no way of knowing that there's been a linkage between autism and MMR.
Okay, there's her first mistake. Her first mistake is she actually talk to the person that called in as a human being, did not shout them down, and actually acknowledge some of the concern. Although she's trying to say the CDC says there's no link. But in a very interesting way, because you get to thinking, well, is she saying there's a link or isn't she? I mean, that enough is going to be, if she went no further, she was going to get a new one tore out of her just because she didn't trash and immediately attack the caller for being a load of misinformation or disinformation. So let's see. Patricia then comments on parents, both black and white, and their concerns. Again, big mistake here, Patricia, because you're actually acknowledging what the people on the street are saying, the concerns they have, and you can't humanize those people. That could be dangerous, but here goes Patricia McManus now.
But there are some people that believe that not necessarily just African American children. There's a growing drumbeat among white parents as well who feel that MMR has some tie to autism. And so I don't think the answer is yet there. I mean, there's still people believe it. And so I don't know. I think the science is still out.
Oh.
I think that's a decision if each family's going to have to make on their own at this point.
Two big problems, Patricia McManus. You said the science is still out and that parents should have the right to make their own decision. Super Don, she's just stepping in it all over the place, isn't she?
She's like she's from another planet. You're not allowed to do that. The planetary law is that you cannot say these things, right?
Yep, yep. So where do we go here? Because there's a lack of certainty, and of course, if you are a public health official and you even get, if there's even a little crack in the door of uncertainty, my gosh, they are going to pounce. They ultimately can't attack the caller because he's a dad, and the moms and dads out there that are concerned because they've seen that that's a failed approach. Attack the messengers, attack the parents. But what about the public health officials? Oh my gosh, if you don't jump and shut this thing down, Patricia, you might not have a job before you even get to begin your job. Let's talk about the certainty. Maybe she gets a little more certain in this clip.
Stuff I've read, and I haven't read a lot on it, but what I have read is kind of basically they're not saying that it isn't, but they don't have enough evidence to prove that it is.
Right.
And that's a difference. I mean, from a scientific base, you more or less, there has to be definitive proof to say it does it. And that's what's not there for them to say that.
She, you know, listen, Superdoc, she is far too reasonable. You cannot put this woman in a government position because she's got too much reasonability. She said, well, it's not definitive, right? Even that alone, again, as much as I would support her in those statements, don't get me wrong, I'm not attacking her. I'm just saying this is probably what's going to happen to her. She's in Milwaukee, largely African-American community, not exclusively, as she even brings in, black and white. So she knows she's got white constituents, too, talking about it. It's like, yes, I've heard the concerns from both parents, and there's not a definitive answer here. But here's her chance now. She's got one more chance before that radio show ends to kind of slam the door shut. I mean, I've said it. Now I'm going to slam it shut and say there's absolutely no way that this could be an issue, can be a cause. Let's find out.
So that's what's there. That's kind of there. And science is the answer for everything.
What?
And so that's just still kind of hanging out there. Now, I think that's another reason why, even legally, they still give the parents the right to not have your child immunized because they can't say definitively that that's what's happening.
What she's intimating there, folks, that informed consent is necessary when there's a risk. They haven't definitively said there is none. They haven't said there is none. But she said science isn't the answer for everything. Right there, she is going to be drummed out of this position before she starts.
All right, so here's the prediction. In the next segment, we will go into what happened here. I'm going to predict she's in a gulag somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. She could be. She will be never heard from again because, my gosh,
she's
the cardinal
sin. Disappeared, yeah.
The cardinal sin against the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism is to be reasonable and measured in your response, to acknowledge where the science is, where it isn't, what it has proven, what it hasn't, and the fact that parents still have the right of fully informed consent, even though they're not really being given it in certain states like California, West Virginia. They're attempting to do that in Florida. Of course, we talked Mississippi. We got a lot more healing to go. But again, public health, the scam that it is. Evidence next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we got this new interim health commissioner in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, okay? And reasonable lady, incredibly reasonable lady. She's taking a call on a talk radio show locally in Milwaukee. Apparently an African-American man calls in, and that's what we're reporting here as according to the news article, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I'm just noticing it's a WTMJ TV, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We've got some audio clips on it. TMJ, that's like the jaw issue. It's interesting. They're named after a jaw issue. It's amazing that they can jaw at all, right? So she's had a reasonable discussion. She acknowledged the controversy, right? But you can't do that. You can't be a reasonable human being if you're in public health. That's why, I'm planting the seeds, because this hour and next, we are going to blow up the scam. Again, not literally, all right? We're just showing you the scam of public health, how it's a fantasy, a pharmaceutical fantasy. It's a fallacy. There is no such thing. It's public health. There's your health. There's my health. Your kid's health. It's not public health. Stop it. Outside of what they've kind of gerrymandered into that concept, which is legitimate, sewage sanitation. Hygiene, basic concept, but that is also impacting health, not collectively, but individually. I'll get into that some more. We've got to go into the news reports because we predicted there will be hell to pay for this nice lady who is interim health commissioner and her comments about vaccines, that she didn't slam that caller and say, you're wrong, sir. You have no earthly idea. There is no controversy. The CDC has said it, and it is gold. It's like down from Mount Ararat, the tablets that Moses had. That's it. And so in our first report here, again, from that WTMJ in Milwaukee, what does the report say? Let's give a listen.
Interim Commissioner Patricia McManus said the science is still out on a link between vaccines and autism.
McManus is not a medical doctor. Those who are, tell our Rebecca Klopper, comments are just plain wrong.
Wow. So First thing they do is disqualify. Yeah, first thing they do, she's been interim health, whatever, and now she's disqualified as if the only people that could be that are medical doctors. Do you notice how they had to straw man it, tear it down?
Mm-hmm. Yes, totally. And in an effort to try and find out a little bit more about Patricia McManus, she is an RN, okay?
She's not a medical
doctor.
Right now.
She is an RN. She has a doctor. She has a PhD. And I was kind of like, what is that? She has a doctor in urban studies.
She's got a PhD.
With an emphasis on health. Yes.
And health focus and an RN. Now, if she was a medical doctor, Super Don, they would say, Patricia McManus is not an immunologist. Right? They would find a way. If she was an immunologist, they'd say she got it from, you know, somewhere that didn't count. They are desperate to break the messenger, because the message they lose every time. If you start delving into what she was referencing, she was being honest. And if you start delving into what the caller brought up, he was being honest. But the news media, they can't stomach somebody being honest, open, and having a discussion about the subject of vaccinations. Now, what does Patricia McManus do? She's learning to be a politician on the fly very quickly.
Patricia McManus would not talk to me in person tonight about what she said. Instead, she has since backed away from those comments. But it's those comments that now have some aldermen questioning her appointment.
Doesn't matter now that she's backing down. It's too late. You let the CDC controversy out of the bag. We can't let this stand. We're coming after you. Right? She backed off of him. Right? It's a good politician. Well, I didn't mean what I said. It was just being nice and friendly. Whatever it is. So, are they going to reference what the CDC says? Because you know that's where they always go, Super D. Well, let's go to the experts. What is the CDC, that great institution of no lies, no misinformation, no disinformation about vaccines? By the way, they are the main promoter and distributor of vaccines in the United States. They actually profit from it. Their budget depends on your uptake. Let's see. Do they go to the CDC?
A statement from the CDC says the opposite. All reputable scientific studies have found no relationship between MMR vaccine and autism.
All reputable ones.
Oh,
reputable.
Well, there you go.
But it's not enough to go to the CDC. We have to go to the American Academy of Pediatrics local division because they never met a vaccine that they didn't want to inject into your children.
A board member for Wisconsin's American Academy of Pediatrics and one of the leading experts on immunizations in the state, Dr. Margaret Hennessy, disagrees.
The other thing that's really important to keep in mind is there is no controversy in medicine. We're not still thinking that there's a link, or we're not still looking for a link. There is no link.
This is why medical doctors are the most dangerous, especially pediatricians, the most dangerous things to the health of your children. Because she flat out lied. There is no controversy. Nobody's questioning it. We don't even look for it anymore. Well, she's telling the truth about that. They don't even look for it anymore. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this story because it's a big one. To focus on someone who actually had the audacity to acknowledge the truth that there is controversy, discuss it openly with a constituent in her area in Milwaukee, and now the attacks to remove her before she even begins her tenure as a public health official in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Public health, scam of the century. We continue after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, live right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com. They're the first place to have it up and archived after the show if you ever miss it for free. And, of course, you can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and now simulcasting on YouTube. RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. Go to RobertScottBell.com. You can actually watch the show. We've been covering today a story out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, why it's a fascinating little microcosm of what happens on the global scale. Look, they tried to attack Donald Trump when he started saying we get too many shots too soon. And the physicians, remember back in the time when the Republicans were having their debates, Rand Paul, who else were the doctors up there that backed him up? Ben Carson backed him up. So the idea here is that you can't speak. Thou shalt not speak about, fill in the blanks. This happens only when you're oppressed by a strong cult or a religious group that has a dogma that they don't want questioned, don't want tweaked even a little bit. No doubt shall be revealed. And once you join the medical, let's say, realm, which is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, in government, that's called public health, you are now under the auspices of a different level of speech. Your freedom of speech is limited to that which adores and worships drugs and shots. Well, maybe not drugs so much because the opioid crisis, but shots for sure. Do not question vaccines. Do not acknowledge any controversy. And Patricia McManus, she acknowledged the controversy, and now she's about paying the price. So we talked about the news articles coming out, and the newspapers responding, and the news press in Milwaukee responding. Mike, how outrageous. We're going to bring the CDC in here. We're going to bring doctors from the AAP, despite the fact she's a nurse and has a PhD. She's probably smarter than the doctors and a lot of the nurses, too. So she brings up and acknowledges the controversy. Now she's confronted. She starts walking back the statement, saying, well, maybe I didn't mean it, or maybe let me nuance it a little bit more. But at the same time, they're not letting it go in the media. But let's hear if they make mention of her walking back her statements. This is from WTMJ there in Milwaukee.
McManus released a new statement tonight saying she immunized her child. I do not question the science. I, as most public health professionals and doctors, believe that the best thing to do is get immunized.
I believe, right? Reverend Ernest Ainsley and you suddenly believe. You have come back to your pharmaceutical Jesus. No offense to those of you who, listen, I'm just going to continue on because it's treated like a church here. And she basically violated the dogma by acknowledging something she's not allowed to acknowledge. Now she says, hey, listen, I sacrificed my children on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, Vaccinology denomination. So don't look at me. I'm okay. I'm one of you guys. I don't want to lose my job. Let me back down. Of course, she called them immunizations. Folks, call them out on that. That's a BS statement. Vaccination is not immunization. But there's one last-ditch effort because, man, she's going to have to be made an example of. You know, the mayor can still fire her before she begins. Yeah, no, I'm not making it up. It's in the news.
Now, I did reach out to members of the Common Council tonight for comments on those remarks. I heard back from a few, including Alderman Stamper, who said he needs more information. Alderman Murphy says he did ask for more time before making that appointment, but wasn't given any. And Alderman Bauman says her nomination is not a done deal. The mayor could still veto it, and that would send it back to the Common Council for a vote again.
Good. Then we can find somebody who basically lockstep, goose steps with the jackboots of the medical church to vaccinate every child, black or white. Although, again, we're talking about some of these African Americans getting hammered even more with the MMR. Again, that's the starting point of the caller on that talk radio show in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What a fascinating little journey we've been on today, Super Don, in the opening of the show, to show people how even at the localist of levels, they're still attacking public officials to be for simply speaking honestly, openly, and with integrity.
Yeah, this is what happens. If you have an opinion, especially when it comes to vaccines, and you are vocal about it. And look, you know, here's the thing. She didn't even come out. It's not like she was appointed interim health commissioner, and she got on the radio. She's like, okay, I'm glad
nobody
you had me on the air because
yeah.
I want to rail against vaccines. It was a caller that mm-hmm. asked for her opinion, one that she wasn't even, like, intending to go out and give.
That's why public health is a scam, because you can't even be reasonable. You cannot have an open discussion about the controversy that is the third rail of medical politics today, and that is the syringes, the needles of Big Pharma.
Well, and I want to make a point because, you know, she is, I believe she's the CEO of an organization there in Milwaukee. It's like the Black Health Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reason that her big, mission in mm-hmm. becoming the health commissioner is because of what's happening to the children in Milwaukee and the lead situation. So she comes in there with all of this support, a leader in the black community.
Yeah. yeah.
to do some good on this problem with kids being poisoned with lead. And because of a phone call on a local radio station about vaccines, mm-hmm. they are going to pull her out and potentially do damage and keep her from making any progress or doing any good on the lead situation there in Milwaukee.
That's because
a travesty.
They believe more in injecting heavy metals and aborted fetal cells into their constituents than they care about someone that was going to come in and deal with getting the lead out. Yeah. Of course, now we're going to put the mercury in, the aluminum in, the antibiotics in, the formaldehyde in. You know, name it. Read what's in a vaccine. What's in a vaccine? You'll see this is a horrendous, horrific assault on innocent children of any and all color and background. Folks, this is serious stuff. This tells you also how desperate they want to hold on and continue to hoodwink the people of planet Earth into believing that their only reason for being alive is because of being injected with toxic poisons you would not put in a baby bottle to drink. I hesitate to leave it there, but I will. If you have questions or comments, go to robertscottbell.com. Or if you're watching on YouTube, you can type them in there. We'll respond either on or on the break or during the show. I got to transition to the opioid crisis. We've covered this last week about the Kratom, the attack on Kratom. FDA Scott Gottlieb. We're no fan of Scott Gottlieb. We think he's one of the worst appointments that was made since Trump became president. And I want Trump to know this. And I'm encouraging everybody to let Trump know what a doofus Scott Gottlieb is because he's attacked homeopathy. We're going to get to that next hour with Paola Brown. That's going to be great. But for now, their attack on Kratom. We talked about the danger of Kratom, which isn't really the danger of Kratom. Because the vast majority of the 44, 46 or so deaths that they attribute to Kratom, really, you're getting down into one, two, or three that maybe an abuse of that was the cause. Otherwise, it's circumstantial at best. At best. There's so many other mitigating circumstances. But this is the same thing when we talked with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, last week on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. We talked about ephedra. They went all the way through the courts and proved that the milligram dose, 10 milligram dose that they wanted to continue on the market as a supplement, dietary supplement product, there in no way, shape, or form was there any credible evidence from any government or medical authority on planet Earth to show that it was dangerous. Yet their preponderance of quote-unquote public health shenanigans scenarios was that if anybody would even conceive of taking ephedra, that could destroy everything that we've accomplished in eliminating, I don't know, some of the products that were out there. So public health is about treating you and me as little children with no capacity for discretion, for discrimination, for intelligence, right? This is what happens. When you engage in public health, you are acknowledging and admitting that you're just a little toodly scoot of a little kid that has never grown up and will never grow up because you need your mommy daddy government to tell you how much fat to eat or what fat is good or not good. Not that they know, but you're just going to give it to them because they're the so-called experts. And guess what? Patricia McManus found out that being a reasonable human being, even when you enter the government public health sector, is not permitted. It's verboten. So what do we got here? We got them attacking Kratom. Now, there are people pushing back. Kratom Association and others are saying, you know what, this could worsen, including some of our public officials saying, my gosh, this could worsen the opioid crisis because there's clearly people that are being helped by Kratom to get off of that dependence on the opioid drugs. So their statement that this is a novel new opioid, we have to ban it, it's very circumspect, very circumspect. But then again, don't worry about it. We've got the makers of OxyContin to the rescue. Purdue Pharmaceuticals. Is that them, Superdon Purdue? Not Purdue Chicken?
Yeah, Purdue okay. Pharmaceuticals, the godfather of the opioid crisis.
Yeah,
in my
we got
opinion.
Chickens part of the opioid crisis. No, Purdue Pharmaceutical. So OxyContin has been part of the scam that told the FDA, hey, this stuff is great, it's not addictive, approve it, good. Boom, bingo, bango, bongo, we've got a crisis extraordinaire. Thousands of people apparently dying, maybe for a day. Now they're saying, hey, look, we got your back. We're going to stop marketing this to doctors. Give us some credit here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. All right. So it's one. The maker of OxyContin is going to stop marketing it to doctors. As if doctors are incapable of making decisions that would say, you know what, I don't think this is an appropriate drug. Well, by and large, they've proven themselves incapable of doing what is right in this regard. I'm not saying that they're 100% of the doctors that have done this, but plenty of them. It wouldn't have been for the doctors. This wouldn't have been a crisis either. And then we move into the over-the-counter sector. And we look at Advil, ibuprofen, what else we got? Tylenol, right? Nearly one in five users of popular headache remedies like those exceed the recommended daily maximum dose during a one-week period, according to a new study led by Boston University School of Health researcher. And I've been one saying here, just like when I said antibiotics are chemotherapy. The next time you hear somebody say you need some antibiotics, I want you to hear the doctor say you need some chemotherapy. And I want to now expand that. I want you to hear every time somebody says I should take or you should take an Aleve, an Advil, an ibuprofen, a Tylenol, that you need to think in terms of chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is chemotoxic. These ingredients are very toxic. Even at low doses, you never know if you're the one that's going to suffer tremendously and end up in the hospital with an internal bleed out. Kidney, renal failure, liver failure, Tylenol. These are, as I've been saying for years, Super Don, these are not mild, easy drugs. Now, is this me advocating for more government control to ban this stuff? No. I'd like for you to know all the information so that you can make a fully informed decision. But what they've done is thrown OTC drugs out into the market in such a way that people perceive if they're over the counter, they're automatically safe. That's just plain stupid. It's wrong. It's dangerous. But fully informed consent has not been part of the public health sector, quote unquote, the public health scam, ever since there's been a public health scam. Other than sewage, sanitation, and hygiene, which will improve your health individually and can help a lot of people, public health is a scam to get you controlled so that you give up your right of discrimination, discernment, etc., your freedom to choose what is right for you and your family. And if you reject the chemotherapy, OTC or prescription, and you embrace holistic therapies, non-vaccination, they don't want you in.
Say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Super D, I always like to give you an option on chiming in on these issues because your insight's always great. On the OTC crisis, the OxyContin, the Kratom attacks, anything before we move into another aspect of my brilliance here about calling antibiotics chemotherapy.
Yeah, well, I mean, we covered a lot of territory in a few minutes there, but I'm encouraged to see that we've got some scientists, although they'll probably be called not real scientists.
Heretics.
That are defending Kratom. I think that's kind of a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. The OxyContin thing, a little too late. I'm kind of, it's almost humorous to see Purdue now going, okay, well, we want, how many billions of dollars have you made on OxyContin, which was a huge drug when it was first put out there and lied about, and honestly was like the ground zero of the opioid epidemic that we're seeing that is relatable to prescription drugs. You know, it's just like, you guys need to do more than say, oh, we won't promote it anymore. You guys need to help with the problems in some meaningful way.
And yeah, you know what? Real quick, Super D, they need to be funding Kratom research. They need to be funding CBD research. I'm wearing my buddy Liam Sheff. God rest his soul. He's up there doing some good work now, but his cannabis shirt over the kind of American, one of the older American concept flags. But the idea that CBD is not in the mix as well as a transitional phase for some, or, you know, completely something they can utilize on a daily basis forever and never be harmed by it. Again, this is where Attorney General Jeff Sessions is so far out of touch. It's time for him to retire, to be grandpa.
He needs to go back to Mayor Barry, and let's get somebody else in here that knows what they're doing, or at least has some common sense. My only comment on the OTC thing is that we can relate this to the opioid epidemic, that if you are able to get people with chronic pain off of opioids, they're going to turn, because look, they're not just going to ignore the pain. The pain's still going to be there. They will turn to over-the-counter drugs. Can we say that they're better than opioids? I guess you don't
less
get addicted.
Less addictive.
But
they're very
you're still
toxic.
You're still going to have problems. So what is the solution? Mm-hmm. Let's deal with the damn chronic pain.
Yeah, what is causing it? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Super D. Thank you, my friend. Now, on to the final segment of this hour. The next hour, we're going to hit the topic of homeopathy. Again, we talk about public health. Oh, my, the outrage of even a college in Canada offering a three-year degree-type program in homeopathy. Oh, man, you would think, like you said, there was a pedophilia scandal in the homeopathic church. No, nothing like that at all. Right, but the people who are denying the benefits, for instance, of cannabis. I mean, it's just we live in a wonky, wacky, crazy world where you know the definitions are completely being ignored or altered on purpose to keep us duped into these scenarios where, well, the only medicine that's real is the medicine that can kill you. And speaking of that, could be life saving, could kill you. Another form of chemotherapy, antibiotics. And here's a headline from UK, Yahoo News in UK. This is where we're getting it from. It says, could an antibiotic treat autism? Medication to reduce brain cell inflammation could treat widespread disorder. Now, they're not acknowledging the heavy metals. They're not acknowledging the mercury or the things that we talked about with Forrest Moretti on his new book, Crooked, which I have here somewhere. I'll hold it up in one of the breaks. But the idea here is they're talking about glial cells in the nervous system. These are delivery cells. They're not the same as the electrical transfer of neurons and that kind of thing. But they're talking about the microglia. And somehow that there's an imbalance or a hyperactivity of them. Something's gone awry. Who cares what's caused them to go awry? Because it's allopathic medicine. Remember, folks, you're allopathic medicine. You don't care why it's happened, just that you have a drug that might suppress it. Okay? And so they found that certain category of antibiotics seem to impede the function, the activity of the microglial cell, microglia. And so this antibiotic, I'm just trying to see which antibiotics they're promoting here for this. They're saying, man, oh man, if we could just like repackage the antibiotics here, we can treat autism. And I'm like, are you freaking bonkers? Do you understand what it's like to put permanent antibiotics in place? Chronic antibiotic use? The chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal says it all. The road to colostomy bags. It's bad enough with autism, the GI tract, and all of the things that have gone awry there. But the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics, chemotherapy, and prednisone, another form of chemotherapy, powerful steroid hormone, anti-inflammatory, that can save your life in a crisis. But my gosh, to put these kids on, they're already devastated. Now we're going to do something that will inevitably lead to a surgical intervention to rip out their guts and make them wear an external bag. This is your answer? Because you see hyperactivity within the microglial cells of the brain and nervous system? You can't make this stuff up, folks. Deities, demigods, send them packing and start embracing common sense. The message we get is from a far higher place. We'll be back next hour because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.